From the Church of the Nazarene and Mesoamerica Genesis, you're listening to the Worthless Servants Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Worthless Servants Podcast. It is a great privilege to be with you guys to talk missions and culture, and we kind of have a special episode today. We are with two different missionaries, and we're going to talk with them. They are missionaries in Panama, and first, I think before we even introduce one of our missionaries, we better introduce ourselves. I am Scott Armstrong, and to my left, Emily Armstrong.
Hey, everyone.
Then Freya Galindo.
Hi there.
And AJ Fry across from me.
Hey, guys.
And to my right, as always, Chelsea Fry.
Kamusta.
What is that
bless
from?
You.
It's Filipino.
Bless you.
I think. That sorry, like anyone that speaks Filipino and you're listening and I butchered it. I don't speak any languages anymore.
I am going to shout out to Jana and ask Jana, would you please tell us if Chelsea is correct.
Record us a video next time I'm ready.
That's right.
No, I like that. I like that we're going to start getting into new languages.
Yeah. I ran out of English.
Right.
Apparently.
Yeah, you did. So, 23 phrases and she's done.
So we have a little bit of time with a missionary, and I was going to say a new missionary, but she's not a new missionary because she's been serving in Santiago, Dominican Republic for a year with Genesis. But would you just tell us your name and where you're from?
My name is Jocelyn, and I am from Mexico, Nuevo Laredo, Tamaulipas.
Awesome. That's the border right next to the United States, right? Awesome. And tell us a little bit of what you've been doing in the last year, then.
I was served in Santiago in the church planting, and I was served in that place. We were in that place talking about Jesus. Many persons don't know Jesus, and we came to this place. We start walking in the streets and see the needs. We were served with the kids and the young people, and it was a time very blessed because they don't know Jesus, and for our presence in that place, the difference was amazing.
Yeah, you've seen great fruit in this past year, along with your fellow missionaries, Suhei and Wendy. Is there a certain story that you would have, perhaps, about someone who has changed?
I remember a woman who was depressed because her son died about 4 years ago, and she don't smile. And then later we meet her. She is serving now in the church, and she is different. Mm. One person who was depressed now is smile and happy, and just God do that.
Yes, wow. That's awesome, awesome. How has God confirmed your call in this time?
Every day I feel the call, and every day I feel the love for the people. And about the love, I feel that he want more of me. And I am going to do this for my life.
Yeah, and you've said an extra 2 years in Panama, so you will be our first Genesis missionary to really serve for 3 years.
Yeah, so it's been a blessing to me get to know Jocelyn, because she's from Mexico too, but I didn't know her before she came to Santiago, and I've had the privilege to work with Jocelyn and with her other teammates, Suhei and Wendy, and the three of them have been doing an amazing job there. I've had the opportunity to be there for 1 month last year, right? 1 month, I think. And I serve along with them, and they are, like, very hardworking, and they just put their hearts on what they do. And it's amazing, like, the difference that you can see, like, in Santiago when they, like, when they first got there. And then now, like, there's a church, a vibrant church, I would say, like, in Vanegas. There, it's a neighborhood. And it's just great what God has been doing through them, to the three of them. And especially Jocelyn, like, she blessed my life. I have the privilege to be her friend, too. And so it's amazing what God can do when you're just willing to say yes.
What did your family have to say when you told them that you're going to be a missionary?
They are not Christian. And it was difficult when I was a teenager because they don't go to the church with me. Mm-hmm. And they say, why you are in the church every day or every week? And I just say, because I love God. Uh-huh. And I don't know why. I don't know why. Because they don't teach me about the Bible. Mm-hmm. They don't talk about God. It was difficult because they don't understand the call and God. And I just tell my mom why I feel this for God. And she tell me because when I was baby, she dedicate on me in a Christian church. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I say, mm-hmm, here, you dedicate my life for God, and that is why I feel this in my heart.
So you said to her, it's your fault.
I say, you are part of the, mm-hmm, purpose of God. Mm-hmm. And she say yes, and she is happy. She is in my family, every are happy. Every are, wow. Mm-hmm. We are very, our family is very special because God chose one, mm-hmm, from us. And they feel special about that. Mm. Because God chose one, and doesn't matter the cause, and they are happy. They disappoint me a lot. And when I say I am going to serve 2 years, they are happy, and they are... I was in Mexico 1 month and just see them four days. Mm. And she was happy and don't cry. And she just say, in the first place, you have put God in first. Mm. And it's okay.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe.
That's cool.
Wow.
Good.
That's cool.
I was wondering, Jocelyn, you have been serving in Santiago for 1 year, and now you're going to Panama City for 2 more years. Do you expect to have the same city experience, or do you think it will be completely different?
I think it'll completely different. About the team, about the city is different. I think it's going to be an adventure. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things for learn. Mm-hmm. And I want that. I want to learn a lot. Awesome. About the different things.
That's cool.
So I see.
I feel like I am a baby. Again.
You're not a baby.
What I see in your face, and I even hear in what you're saying, is that there's a lot of excitement. What some people might think is there's a lot of anxiousness or anxiety, but I can tell that God has prepared you for this next step. Yeah. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we're going to wrap this time up, but you did great with your English. Thank you for jumping out and doing this.
I totally
threw her under the bus. Let's just be honest. I told everyone else she spoke English, but she did great.
Yes, she does good.
Good job. Yeah. So we are praying for you. We're thankful for the call that God has on your life. And we're excited about what he's doing already in you or through you in Panama. Mm-hmm. So thank you. We're going to go ahead and let you go out and bring in somebody else then right now. Okay, that was Jocelyn, and now we invite in another missionary who's also in Panama, and she has a wonderful testimony and a wonderful story. So we've already introduced ourselves, so now it's your turn. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Kayla Molina, and I'm from Mexico, Chiapas, a state in the very south of the country next to Guatemala.
That's excellent.
Another Mexican. Yay! I'm so excited.
Yeah. Hey, I should say, I mean, really, Mexico has sent the majority of our Genesis missionaries. Woo-hoo! So shout out to Mexico. Yay. They're doing a great job.
I think my district, the south, has sent most of them.
Yes.
Yeah, the South District, is it up to 7, 8?
I'm not going to make that statement. Yeah. Without education. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
But yes, it has sent the most.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your district has sent the most missionaries. Yay. That's awesome.
That's also not fair because Mexico has the most people on the region.
AJ.
The biggest country.
Downer.
Always good for I don't even know.
That's so Chelsea.
So talk to us a little bit. How did you get to this point? Obviously, you've been in the church for a long time, but to actually say you're going to participate for 2 years in Genesis, that's a pretty big commitment.
Mm-hmm. I think all started when I was very little, as a girl. One of my favorite parts of the week was the missionary service. And I always enjoy the stories, the videos, the movies about how missionaries are in every part of the world. And I've always been involved since I was a kid in different activities and visiting little churches and the Jesus film and also doing evangelism and all that kind of wonderful stuff. But as I've grown, my priorities, they change. And then I thought, well, I want to study. I want to do also other things with my life. But when I started to study the Bible more and deeply in the seminar, then every part of the scripture, they reminded me of the call that it was not my what I wanted first, but it was what God wanted for me first. Mm-hmm. And when I understood that, then Genesis was an easy choice.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you decided, I'm going to go be a part of Genesis?
It was, I think, when I was 28 that I say, okay, I'm going to go.
Okay.
I had been hunting her down.
Yes. Oh. Oh. That's true.
That's true. She's like, that's true. It was annoying.
No. That's true.
No, but one of the things you had told me is, well, I really feel called to be with children.
Yes.
And to me, instead of saying, oh, well, that's a different calling, I say, that's perfect for Genesis. That's perfect for the urban.
We have a lot of kids.
That was an out.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to work with kids. Obviously, I'm not a church planter. Just kidding! Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your family history. Did you grow up in the church, or did you start growing by yourself? How did you get to this point?
My dad is a pastor, and when I was 3 years old, they moved from the city to the mountains in Chiapas to start churches in an area that there was no Church of the Nazarene before. And that was an adventure because there was nothing there, and God provided. I remember I've seen witness of miracles because he never leave us alone. And sorry.
That's okay.
That's fine.
It's chill. I miss them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we should say that we've said in other episodes that Manuel Molina is a great hero and missionary, although he's never had the title, I don't think, officially. I've learned so much from him and really from both of your parents.
Yeah.
And so I know that you miss them greatly. But the heritage that Kayla has is really amazing. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing.
I know. Thank you. Yeah. So we have talked about her dad on this podcast
yes,
before,
a lot.
And I am just now realizing she is her dad's daughter.
Wow. Chelsea, what?
That's how it works.
Brain
just so you know, blowing. That's how it works.
Yeah, this is typical.
Not only in the podcast.
Apparently I don't read my emails.
Confessions.
That's really cool. So your dad was a church planner. Yes. Is a church planner.
Yes.
Yes. You know, I was working in the north part of the country, doing the same work that he did, but now involving more people and district and pastors and churches, doing what Genesis is about, mm-hmm. planting new churches in big areas.
Wow, we should get him a t-shirt. Can he be more Genesis missionary?
You know what? He already is amazing and believes so much mm-hmm. in sending missionaries that we've had a lot of the people that have come through Genesis have participated first in what he invented, which is Project Paul, or some other, you know, times spent with Manuel to learn.
Yes, I think most of the missionaries in Mexico that have been a part of Genesis, we have like spent time with Hermano Manuel.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Because even you did a Project Paul, right?
Yeah, I did a Project Paul, but I knew Pastor Manuel Molina when I was in Youth in Mission.
Okay.
For 2 months, and we had a CCO, a cross-cultural orientation in his district, and then I spent like a week with him. It was a blessing to know your dad, and yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So do you feel like a lot of pressure to live up to your dad's expectations?
That's my life.
That's my life.
That's my dad.
I'm very proud of him, and I know I'm not going to be even similar to him, but I'm thankful to God that I have seen the passion that he has, and I'm just trying to be a little bit as passionate as him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, then I can speak as a parent that I'm sure he is thrilled that you have said yes.
Yeah.
He is, even though he's really protective with me, because I'm his little girl.
That's right.
I know he's praying, and he's really happy.
Do you have other brothers and sisters, or are you the only one?
I have one big brother, and he is very protective, very special, too, and really annoying, too.
As all good brothers are.
Spoken as a great little sister.
What is one thing when you think about you're going to plant a city church and you will have an assignment for 2 years? It's very different than when you were church planting with your family in the mountains of southern Mexico. What would you say is a characteristic or a hallmark if you could have anything in this city church? What would you want to see it be or become?
I think what I want to see in a church in the city is that a church that cares about his community. And I've been working in the city in a mission for a couple of years, and that's our heart, has been to care, to provide for the people that live around the church so that we can have a real impact on them.
What would you say to someone if they're listening and they've possibly thought, I could be a missionary someday, but I'm not quite sure? What would you say to that person?
I would say that they need to speak with a person that has already been there, because that was really important for me, that I have the opportunity to speak with Freiby and with Sabdi. And they have been already there, so they had a lot of things to say, good and bad. Mm-hmm. And they also gave me a lot of encouragement that everything was going to be okay. You're going to learn. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be awesome also.
That's really cool. Like, we're hearing stories of how some of our first Genesis missionaries are now going back to their country, in this case Mexico, and telling others, and we're seeing kind of the the ball rolling and great momentum as now future. There will be some day where you mm-hmm. go back and you say, hey, everybody, this is the reality. Mm-hmm. God can use you as well.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Even though you think you can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He can.
That's right.
That's cool.
That's right. Well, where can, Emily, where can people talk with Jocelyn or with Kayla? Where can they continue this conversation with us even?
Yeah, we invite you to find us and engage with us on social media. We love our Facebook page. That's the best place to reach out to us. Worthless Servants Podcast. You'll probably even see a picture of Kayla and Jocelyn up there. We'd also love to engage with you on Twitter, Worthless Servants Podcast. And our website is www.mesoamericagenesis.org.
That's awesome. This has been great. We are the Worthless Servants, and I'm Scott Armstrong.
I'm Chelsea Frey.
Michaela Molina.
I'm AJ Fry.
I'm Freya Galindo.
And I am Emily Armstrong, and Jocelyn Garcia is also a worthless servant.
Yes. We now bring you into the fold as a fellow worthless servant.
Thank you.
Officially. Cool. Well, we will talk with you next time.
For more information, visit us on Facebook or at mesoamericagenesis.org.